Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. Here at newsounds.org, we've been taking the opportunity, while our performance studio is closed, to look through our archives for some memorable performances from years past. Here's one of them.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In 2013, the Brooklyn trio called Wet made a splash, yeah, I went there, with an EP that blended indie pop, R&B, and electronica in a way that was both spare and soulful. Listeners took notice, and so too did the industry, and Wet ended up signing a major label deal. The band is here in our studio today to play a couple of their new songs for us. To start, though, they'll play the older song that New Yorker critic Sasha Frere Jones listed as one of his favorites of 2013. It's called Don't Wanna Be Your Girl. Here's Wet, live on Soundcheck. That's the band Wet, live in the Soundcheck studio with their song Don't Wanna Be Your Girl. That came out in 2013 on their EP that was released to great acclaim. And the rest of the set will give us a chance to hear some songs from their forthcoming full-length record. Let me introduce you to the members of Wet. Kelly Zutrow singing. Kelly, good to have you here.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Marty Sulko playing guitar.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Marty interned with our engineer, Irene Trudell, some years back. And Joe Valley playing, I'll say, drums.
That's fair.
Although most of what you're surrounded by seems to be electronics. You're triggering like samples and that kind of stuff. So this song, Kelly, this is now a couple of years old. Another cycle of songs has happened since this.
Yeah.
Does this sound, does it feel like almost another band at this point?
This is the one song from the EP that I feel like fits in with the newer stuff. And I think part of that, the reason is it's so minimal, and there's, it's just really about the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of our favorite songs, and it's still one of our favorite songs.
Well, you know, it's it does have a kind of spare minimalist quality to it.
Yeah.
It was funny reading some of the, you know, blogosphere things about you guys when the major labels came a-courtin', because it was like all kinds of quotes from the three of you saying, yeah, we can't really say anything. Which must have been a pretty frustrating thing.
Yeah, that was a very confusing process. And we were talking to a lot of people we loved and respected, and we didn't want to upset anyone or say anything that we weren't supposed to say. And we were a brand new band and had no idea what we were doing.
So was that the brass ring that everybody tries to grab onto as the major record label deal, or was it something you just kind of stumbled into?
I think we stumbled into it.
Yeah, we were exploring lots of options, and it didn't seem like necessarily the thing, but when we did make that choice, it felt right to us, and the people that we ended up working with were wonderful.
Right. Now, Marty, I mentioned that you interned here at Soundcheck, so, you know, you guys have some experience with, like, setting up mics and all the production stuff, and Joe, you do a lot of production stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're then part of a stable of artists on a major record label, are you able to keep that kind of DIY aesthetic?
Yeah. I mean, Columbia was incredibly free with us. We were allowed to really, and we did end up self-producing the record and doing most of it ourselves. We did, you know, we cut vocals in real studios and stuff like that, but a lot of it was created up in Massachusetts where we were making the record.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, you were saying how that song, Don't Want to Be Your Girl, sort of fits in with the current crop of songs on the forthcoming record. A lot of those songs are really kind of poignant, it seems. Mm-hmm. I mean, we started with a little bit of a song called Deadwater.
Yeah.
And the video for that is on our webpage. And it, too, is a very kind of poignant story. Mm. Do you guys have any club bangers, or is it, is that just not what you do?
We do not do that.
We leave it up to the remixers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, every single song on the album, poignant. That's an interesting way of putting it. I think if you think the songs you've heard so far are that, you will think that about the ones you haven't heard yet.
What do you think about them?
What do I think about them?
I mean, emotional content is very much in the eye and ear of the beholder.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
But you certainly had an intention when you wrote these lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, the lyrics that I write are coming from like a very honest, direct place. It's just the way that I write is really just also the way that I process my experiences. So, yeah, they do end up coming out often sad and intense, but it's usually because I'm processing something like that, and making art goes hand in hand with processing those kinds of experiences for me. But there's one song on the album that's like maybe a banger. The lyrics are still sad, but the production is a little more upbeat.
Uh-huh. It's a banger for us.
Yeah.
It's a mid-tempo banger.
Yeah, it's not even that fast, actually.
So the album title is Don't You.
Yeah.
So why don't we hear a song that will be on that record? This one's called It's All in Vain.
Mm-hmm.
which sounds like a song that a much, much older person would have written. But I guess you guys have a collective old soul. Yeah. Let's hear another live performance. This is the trio known as Wet. They are performing for us live on Soundcheck.
Tell me, baby, tell me slowly all the things you couldn't show me. Tell me one more time before I leave. Now I see you never knew me. Look at you, you look right through me. Tell me one more time before I go.
Song's called It's All in Vain. It's new from the band Wet, and will be on their album called Don't You. It'll be their first full-length release, and the band's here in our Soundcheck studio today. Kelly Zutrow singing, Marty Silko playing guitar, Joe Valley playing drums, mostly electronic, and triggering the samples. And do you guys know the band Real Estate?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was almost a perverse name for them to pick for their band, because you Google Real Estate and you have to go page after page before you get to the band. You
guys did going with this.
Yes. You guys did a similar thing with your band name, Wet. I mean, you know, unless you think to type in Wet Band or Wet Music, and even if you do that, you get some pretty strange.
Yeah.
So whose idea was that?
It was a friend of ours.
he made the initial suggestion, and it, like, we kind of kicked it around for a little while, and it just stuck. And the like, the longer we were contemplating it, I feel like the more attached we got to it.
And yeah, we just weren't thinking SEO optimization when,
right.
When we were...
Yeah, we really weren't. We were like...
Now, see, I thought your generation grew up just knowing that stuff. It took me years to figure out what SEO was.
Right.
You know? And then how to do it.
We also, at the time, didn't think we were going to be a band. We thought that friends would know about us and that that was about it. So it, we just weren't thinking that far ahead.
Okay. I think the real estate guys said pretty much the same. Yeah.
Also, have you ever tried to come up with a band name? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had a band name before that that we will never tell anyone because it's so bad.
So you guys, you do have a, there is a Facebook, there is a Wet Facebook page, and I saw that you guys posted on it a cover of an Adele song of Chasing Pavements, her first big hit here in the States. And I know we were all talking about this before the mics went on, but we were all at Radio City for the Adele show that was recorded to be the, you know, the NBC broadcast and stuff. What'd you think?
I thought the show was incredible. I cried a couple times.
She seemed to be crying towards the end.
That was the most special part at the end when she was just so emotional about this being her first major New York show, and she'd always wanted to play at Radio City. It was just, it was a nice experience to be a part of.
Yeah. She also said, you remember she said, this is my first concert in 4 years.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Can, I was just going to say, can you imagine that?
No, I can't.
I mean, the life of a touring musician, that's how you become a professional musician in this day and age.
She just doesn't have to do it.
And for you guys, it's life on the road?
Road dogs.
Yeah, road dogs for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, which can be a great thing. I mean, we had the band London Grammar here in the studio doing what you guys are doing just about a year ago, and you've been to Australia touring with them, and, you know, that had to be kind of a neat experience, I would think.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
So, Kelly, you mentioned before when I asked about, you know, club bangers, not an entirely serious question, but you gave me a sort of serious answer, and, like, we saved that for the remixes. There are remixes of some of the new songs already, right?
Yeah.
The song you're going to do next for us, Week, has been remixed, what, 3 times or something like that?
Yeah, there's 3 remixes.
One of them is by Clams Casino, who is nobody's idea of a club banger.
No. And he didn't make a club banger.
No, he didn't.
But I loved where he took it. He took it to a really dark place.
Well, that's what he does. Kind of like the ambient music end of hip-hop. What is that experience like to write a song? You guys write it, you record it, you produce it, and then you hear this kind of weird, refracted version of it coming back at you.
I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. They find things that you never knew were there in the song. I mean, that's the whole process.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good learning experience, too, to see what other producers would do given the same raw material. And it's really fun to, like, take that and approach songs in a different way after it.
Mm-hmm. And does it kind of change the way maybe you approach the song when you do it live?
I think so, like certain times we haven't really.
No, we've never really changed that, but I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That if someone did an upbeat version of a song, we could consider playing it more like that live.
Yeah. Well, why don't we hear the version that is going to be on the record, the original version of this song called Week. Once again, we're speaking with the members of the band Wet, and they're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. The album is called Don't You. This song will be on it. It's called Week. Thank you.
And I ask of you, if baby, please don't leave me. You are all I ever need. Oh,
that's Week from the band Wet. It'll appear on the album Don't You. Well, it's been great having the three of you here with us in the studio today. Thanks very much and congratulations. That soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.
All I know is when we're sleeping, our friends, they creep in, and all the rest. All